Chapter 6, Dream Flyer. For at least an hour, me and Dobro flew over Dream Flyer's garden. Spotting him was difficult when he wore his camouflage hat. And there were lots of plants roaming around the garden paths. I listened for his voice talking with plants. Dream Flyer lived at the very edge of the high woods. His busy garden covered one whole branch and another below. The garden was no ordinary garden. It looked more like an enchanted place someone dreamed up. One corner had a huge rainbow made up of colored vines in neat rows. Dream Flyer was an explorer and invited plants for a stay in his garden. These visitors came from faraway places where other dragonfly kin had never been. Dream Flyer! Hello! I called when I finally saw him. He must have been wearing his special hat, because I could only see his legs and feet. Me and Dobro landed near him. He stood, watering 6 wilted tin-tin plants, telling them a long story from his invisible head. As the tin-tins listened, their orange-coiled stems unfolded green thorns. A bit scary.
And a huge, hairy, fire-breathing creature chased me round and round the island. Imagine, Lucky the Beast had no wings.
Dream Flyer went on.
Well, 3 laps later, the brown, hairy creature got tired, fell right to sleep. It needed to hibernate. My pack was scorched.
All 6 Tintins perked up from the water and the adventure story. Dream Flyer's feet turned toward us. He was still only visible from the waist down.
Hello, guys. Glad you could make it.
A large flower, taller than Dream Flyer, came over to greet us.
Flower, son, this is Bongo and Dobro.
The tall flower nodded and smiled. Her face had 3 large triangle eyes. None of them blinked at the same time. She had a row of seeds around her face that looked like opals. One large leaf waved at us.
A tip, don't go near the clown bush, Flower Sun whispered while all 3 eyes fluttered. One sniff and you'll laugh until your tummy hurts. No kidding.
You can call me Turbo. Everyone does, I said to her. Nice to meet you.
Hi,
Dobro added. He gave his 2-whistle greeting. Dream Flyer took off his hat and gathered his garden tools. His turquoise blue face turned visible again. A rainbow-colored headband held back his long purple hair. I never saw him without his blue-tinted glasses.
I know why you're here,
Dream Flyer said.
The storms are the talk of my garden. I was off to the prairies, picking berries and returning some plants home. Come inside for tea. We've got lots to talk about.
We headed to Dream Flyer's domo, painted blue and purple. Flower Sun followed along. Plants greeted us along the path, all speaking in different languages and sounds. A patch of tiny purple flowers spoke in low, booming voices. Huge elephant ear leaves waved, making high squeaks. Dream Flyer's pack leaned against his front door, still unpacked. It had patches over burn marks, and burn marks over patches.
Places! The inside of this place looks as weird as the garden,
Dobro said as we walked in. He never kept rude thoughts to himself, as he should. Dream Flyer turned toward Dobro and laughed out loud.
Sorry about the mess, he said. Didn't expect to see you 2 this early. Expected you after lunch.
He headed to the kitchen to make tea.
What the blazes is he talking about? Expecting us? He didn't know we were coming,
Dobro whispered, shaking his head as he started snooping around the room. Overlapping maps covered one wall, with places Dream Flyer liked to go. Charts of berries covered another wall, with his drawings and notes about each berry's power and side effects. Clear jars stuffed with herbs, dried roots, and berries left no room on any shelf anywhere. Everything had labels according to some special power. Strange smells reeked from rows of berries drying on the floor. I stepped carefully around the berries and sat down at the table.
Blazes! Listen to these labels, Turb!
Dobro started reading aloud.
Seeing in the dark berry, superfood berry, exploding berry, invisibility berry, sleeping berry, perfect memory berry, back in time berry, stump berry.
Dreamfire returned to the table, carrying a tray with cups and a steaming pot.
I want to talk about dreams, I blurted out.
You know about dreams? I could barely sit still.
That I do,
Dreamfire replied. He poured three cups of tea. Dobro was still wandering around the shelves, reading labels to himself. He blew surprise whistles here and there.
Dobro had a whistle for everything.
My dreams, or nightmares, feel so real, I gasped. Like I'm there, in a forest. A storm comes and...
Monsters appear.
Dreamflyer finished my sentence in a calm voice.
How'd you know? How could you know? I never told anyone about the monster sparks.
Dobro hurried over to the table. He had been listening with at least one ear.
Monster sparks,
he said before a long whistle.
What's a burning monster spark? Never heard of one. Are they sparks?
Dreamflyer looked over at Dobro standing at the table and asking questions. He raised an eyebrow, then turned back to face me.
How I know about these dreams is another conversation,
he said.
For now, let's talk about what you saw in the nightmares. Any clues?
Oh my! Hold on!
Dreamflyer hurried around the table.
Burning blazes! Got a sleeper! Dobro must have eaten a sleeping berry or two!
Dreamflyer pushed a chair under Dobro, who was wobbling and about ready to drop to the floor. He carefully folded Dobro into the chair. A second later, Dobro's eyes were shut. He started snoring between whistles and giggles.
He'll be out a while,
Dreamflyer whispered and sat back down.
Depends on how many berries he ate. Side effect is that we can't wake him up. Looks like he's having a pleasant dream. I wondered about that berry. I'll make a note on the chart. Good dreams. Now, back to your nightmare, Bongo. I need to know what changed from dream to dream. We need to figure out how these monster sparks, as you call them, appear and disappear.
I began telling Dreamflyer all about my dreams, one at a time. It felt good to describe the clues I remembered. Dreamflyer moved his chair closer to hear me over Dobro's snores, whistles, and chuckles.
There's lots of mysteries in these dreams of yours. Lots of danger, too.